di kilimosite, sando rabasite. Satan is never in control. I said, Satan is never, ever in control. Even to the point when they arrested Jesus, Satan was never, ever in control. When they arrested him and took him before Pontius Pilate, Satan was never, ever in control. Even when they asked the people, who should they crucify, Barabbas, or should they crucify Jesus, Satan was never in control. Barabbas' name, they were shouting Barabbas. Even if they didn't want to shout Barabbas, they shouted Barabbas, because Satan was never in control. And when they took Jesus away and ripped his clothes off and placed a crown of thorns on his head, Satan was never in control. It's interesting that they put the crown of thorns on Satan, on Jesus' head first before they did anything else. And I was praying and asking the Lord, why would you put the crown of thorns on first? And the Holy Spirit said this to me. He said, because the blood of Jesus had to be released and cover his mind before it could ever cover his body. Even Jesus had to rely on his own blood in order to go through what he was about to go through. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Satan is never in control. God is always in control. When they placed a crown of thorns, they thought they were mocking him. They thought they were abusing him. But they didn't realize that they were releasing power, the power of Jesus, the power of the blood upon Jesus. So Jesus was able to go to the next phase. Satan is never, ever in control. Then when they took him and they chained him and bound him at the whipping post, Satan was never in control. And when the Roman soldiers picked up the cat of nine tails, Satan was never in control. They had to pick it up even if they didn't want to pick it up, because he needed the stripes. The blood had to be released. Why? Because Satan is never in control. And when they went to begin to whip him, they couldn't stop at one. They couldn't stop at two. Why? Because Satan is never in control. And when they begin to whip him, then when they hit 39, even though they may want to go 40, they had to stop, because Satan is never in control. He had to have the 39 stripes. Somebody give God a shout of praise, because Satan is never in control. And they stopped at 39, even if they wanted to go to 40, could not. He could pee, and the Holy Ghost stopped him, because there's 39 major diseases in this world, and that's all he needed was 39 stripes, because Satan is never in control. To the point where they put the cross and put it on his shoulders to bear the cross, that carried the weight of the cross. Satan was never in control. God had a helpmate. He had somebody there waiting at the point where Satan was never in control. When the flesh could not go any further, God had somebody else. God had another plan. When you're going through something and it seems like you're at your last step, know that your angel is right there ready to pick you up and carry you the rest of the way, because Satan is never in control. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. because Satan is never in control. And when they took Jesus and they laid him on the cross, Satan was never in control. When they laid him out and stretched him wide and stretched him high, Satan was never in control. When they took the nails, the spikes, and they began to pound them in his hands and in his feet, Satan was never in control. And when they placed him in the middle of the thieves, Satan was never in control. God was still working. God was still giving somebody a second chance because Satan was never in control. If Jesus just went to the cross for that one thief, it was worth it all because Satan is never in control. Oh, my God, my God, my God. He was doing that for us. He had to become the second Adam for us so that we become who we are today. But Satan is never in control. And when they pushed him up and he put him between two thieves, Satan was never in control. When he told the thief that you will be with me in paradise, even in his last breath that he has, he was redeeming a soul. It's never too late. It's never too late, my friend. It's never too late because Satan is never in control. And when they stretched him up on the cross, and as he began to say his last breath, it is finished. Even at that point, Satan was never in control. Because prophecy still had to be fulfilled in order for us to know, become aware of who we are. And the Bible says the Roman soldier, after he said it is finished, picked up his spear. And he walked to Jesus, and he took his spear, and he pierced him in his side. Satan thought he was in control. He thought that they were mocking Jesus, but see, you don't understand. Because what Jesus was carrying could not go to hell. The Bible says that blood and water begin to flow. In other words, he was emptying himself. He was emptying his power and he was emptying his glory. Because the power and the glory was not going to go to hell. Satan is never in control. The archaeologists believe that at the bottom of Golgotha, Mount Golgotha, they believe that's where the Ark of the Covenant is buried. And it would make sense because the Bible says that when the blood and water flowed, when it hit the ground, it created an earthquake. Even the earth responds to the blood of Jesus. And it split, and the earth began to split, and the blood and water flowed through the cross, through Golgotha. And if that's true, it makes more sense because of the Ark of the Covenant captured the blood and the water, the glory and the power. And Satan thought he had won. When Jesus said, it is finished, and Jesus immediately went to hell. In the Bible, you can imagine in these days that in hell, which is the darkest, the lowest place that one could ever go, Jesus went there for us. Even at that point, Satan was never in control. Because when the blood and water flowed, all power and all the glory, the stuff that Jesus was made of never went. God was not going to allow Satan to have the stuff. See, Satan didn't get the stuff when Adam sinned. Why do you think he's going to get the stuff when the second Adam went to hell? And so I can imagine, because the Lord gave me this vision one day, I can imagine that there was this big party going on in hell when Jesus arrived. And he's laying there, and all the demons are just rejoicing. There's all this kind of crazy music going on, and you can see him having this party, jumping up and down, and everything. And then all of a sudden, here comes Satan, and he shows up. And he's all excited until he looks. And he goes, "Where's the stuff?" He said, "This is not what I want. I don't want the body of Jesus. I don't want the body of Jesus. I want the stuff that Jesus is made of. I want the power. I want the glory. I want the stuff." And the Bible says that when Jesus died on the cross, that God turned his head. Because God can't look upon sin, because the Bible says that Jesus took upon all the sins of the world. And when he did that, he turned his back. But then all of a sudden, that once Jesus got to hell, all he had to do was arrive. He didn't have to stay there for 3 days. People say with 3 days, but there's a lot that went on during those 3 days. He wasn't dead and dealing with the devil for 3 days. It didn't take but a moment to deal with the devil. Huh? The Bible says that he even went over to paradise and preached, and then he went to go get his glorified body. Remember, he went to go get and be and spend time. He was just there for a short period of time. He just didn't come back to earth for 3 days. Satan is never in control. And so here comes Satan. He goes, "Where's the stuff? Where's the stuff? I want the stuff." And all he has is the body of Jesus. And all of a sudden, God begins to turn around. And when God begins to turn around, because sin, Jesus, all Jesus did, the only thing Jesus took to hell was the body and sin. And sickness and disease. All the stripes, he took the stripes to hell, and he took sin to hell. Remember, on the cross, he took the sins. See, Satan thought he was going to get the stuff. All Satan got was his stuff. I said, that's all Satan got was his stuff. All he got was his sin, his sickness, his disease, his poverty, everything that's all of him. All Jesus did was go back and return it to him. Satan thought that he could kill Jesus and Jesus was going to bring him his stuff. But no. When he killed Jesus, you don't understand. Because Satan's never in control, Jesus just took and went and took back what already belonged to him. And see, with our little mental thinking sometimes, we think that God can't do this, or we think we're in a situation that we can't get out of. Listen, God took care of too lateness 2,000 years ago. Some of y'all didn't get that. I said, God took care of too late. It's never too late, because God took care of too lateness 2,000 years ago. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is moving. The glory of the Lord is in this place. Once you realize this, I don't have time to finish the other stuff that I want to get to, but I'm giving you the finale of how, so you'll know who you are and the power that you have. Because see, once God began to turn around, what God did when he turned around, he reached down and the Golgotha where the stuff was captured at, where it was protected, and he reached down and he grabbed a hold of the Holy Ghost and he grabbed a hold of the blood of Jesus, the power, and he took it and he looked down and inhale, and he took it, and he breathed. Just like he breathed into Adam in his nostrils, he turned around and went back into Jesus, and all of a sudden, Jesus gets the stuff back, and he tears hell wide open. For you and I, so we don't have to worry about going to hell. We don't have to worry about dealing with the hell. We don't have to worry about dealing with Satan. Quit trying to deal with Satan. Satan's already been dealt with. Amen. Glory. And so Jesus, so God turned around and he went back and he put the stuff back into Jesus. And Jesus rose up from the dead, came alive. I can imagine the power, the light. Can you imagine the light that exploded in hell? For the first time and the last time, light existed in hell. For the first time and the last time, Brother Peter, light existed in hell. God allowed Jesus to go to hell, even in the midst of hell, and bring light so that we don't have to ever go there. Oh, my God, my God, my God. And Jesus, when he rose back from the grave, and then he says, the same power, everybody say same power. The same power that raised Christ from the dead. I like to say it like this. The same experience, Pastor Gil, the same experience that Jesus had when he was in hell, when God turned around and breathed in him and put the stuff in him, that's the same experience that we have when we become a born-again Christian. Oh, my Lord Jesus. And we're so concerned about this situation and that situation when we've got the same stuff that tore hell wide open, that brought light into hell, and you think you're in a dark place. All you need to do is release the power. The same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. Oh, my Jesus. Same stuff, same power, same anointing, same glory. Nothing is impossible right now. Oh, get ready. Oh, my Jesus. Today. God ain't done here yet. There's another wave coming. That same power is in us. All we need to do is connect and release that power, because Satan is never in control. You will lift your hands towards heaven.